أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He would direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is that guidance and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, Verily, or surely, the number of months with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12. So was it ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day when He created the heavens and the earth. Of them, 4 are sacred. That is the right religion. So do not wrong yourselves within these months. And fight against the mushrikun collectively as they fight against you collectively. But know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are al-muttaqun, who are those that take heed of Him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as you know, the sacred months are Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. These months have been sacred since the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. And their being sacred, being sacrosanct, has been observed before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even amongst the Arabs, in the time of Jahiliyyah, they considered Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab to be sacred. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that these months should be respected as such, and the Muslims are not to instigate a conflict or to quarrel and to make every effort to avoid any violence. In these months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doubles the good deeds, the reward for which, and as well, He doubles the punishment. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, do not wrong yourselves therein. Because to do so is to invite more punishment. And to neglect these months by not observing them as being sacred, by not seeking to do more, again, you wrong yourselves by missing out on Allah's reward. Each of the sacred months, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have the benefit of this. Whoever fasts, as he says in Hadith sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 3 days, these 3 days, consecutively, during the sacred months, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count it as 1 year of worship. Again, during any sacred month, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, or Rajab, to fast Thursday, Friday, and Saturday consecutively will be counted as 1 year of ibadah by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, 2 nights in this month, Dhul Qa'dah, should be drawn to your attention. One of which has passed and one, inshallah ta'ala, is coming. The first being the 15th of Dhul Qa'dah. According to Hadith, the good deeds are equal to the fasting of 100 people. And the supplication on these days, or on this day, the 15th of Dhul Qa'dah, is best made in the middle of the night. Another day that is coming, inshallah, is the 25th of Dhul Qa'dah. This is the day in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread out the earth from under the land of Mecca. And so it, inshallah ta'ala, is also an auspicious occasion and one that the Muslim should observe. We mention these facts, inshallah ta'ala, so that we can be aware that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Dhul Qa'dah as the month in which He is swift to answer the supplication. And thus it is very wise, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to take advantage of these last 9 or 10 days of Dhul Qa'dah in which we can offer tawbah, repentance, to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the subject of our khutbah today. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَةِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Do not they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts tawbah from His servants and accepts the sadaqah, or takes the sadaqah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the one who forgives and accepts tawbah, repentance. He is the most merciful. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. So a tawbah, we've discussed it before, but inshallah ta'ala it bears repeating here. What does this mean? Why this word for the Muslim? Why this word and its significance, why this particular word and what connotation does it have? In Arabic, it comes from the word taba. Taba, yatubu, tauban, taubatan. It means, its verb form, for someone to retreat from an action and reject it. To retreat, to turn around, to go in the opposite direction, whether it be walking or whether it be in action. That this, which a person may have done or may have been committing as an action, he stops, rejects it, retreats from it, turns around from it, and ceases to do so. He ceases to be involved in that activity. So this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as implied here, and as it indicated in what the word means as far as in action, it doesn't simply mean to say, oh, I ask for forgiveness. It doesn't mean simply to say, oh, astaghfirullah. To repent in Islam, to make tawbah, is to stop and go in another direction, to stop that activity and reject it. Not reminisce. Not have fond memories about it. Not wish that you could do it. That's not tawbah. Is to stop it and to reject it, to abhor it. This is tawbah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we can think of this in this way. This is, inshallah ta'ala, I believe that there is no one here, inshallah ta'ala, no one here that would disagree with this analogy. Apply this to every sin that you want to make tawbah with. If you had ever in your life were not a Muslim and Allah bless you to find La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you would abhor to go back to Christianity or whatever ism that you were following. You would detest it, you hate it. You can't even imagine yourself involved in that activity. That is how you should treat your sin that you wish to make tawbah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Detest it. Hate it. You can't even think like, what? Never. Ever would you be found doing that. That is true tawbah. That is true repentance. And that is what should be offered to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, at-tawbah, as we said, requires sincerity. And sincerity in Islam, for it to be solid, requires knowledge. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, it is only those with knowledge among His slaves that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah is almighty and all-forgiving. And such knowledge, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, bears fruit. Again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues, those who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform the salah and spend in sadaqah or zakat out of what we have provided for them secretly and openly, they hope for a sure trade, a sure gain that will never perish. Again, he continues, that he may repay them their wages in full and give them even more out of his grace. Surely he is oft forgiving, most ready to appreciate and to compensate. These ayah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in these ayah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He refers to Himself as He says, إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Surely He is a ghafoor, of forgiving, often pardoning. And the implication here, a shakur, the often pardoning one who accepts and appreciates and compensates. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He appreciates, He gives, because He is the one who has everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is giving us a clue here. The implication is that those who take the time, those who take the initiative to learn about Him, those who strive to gain knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who recognize His authority, in that acquisition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens their faith, increases their knowledge, and grows within them a healthy respect for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they understand. They have knowledge about how this works. And because of their knowledge, they don't take Allah for granted. You will never find them saying, "Oh, Allah knows my heart." That is not the attitude of one who understands who they're worshiping. And because of that, they may slip on the path, but they never fall off. They may slip and make mistakes, and because of their continued striving, their continued working towards increasing their knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to pardon them, continues to forgive them, because they are sincere in their worship. It's not lip service. It's not a fad. It's not a fraternity to them. It's real. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they are looking for His appreciation, and they are looking for being exonerated, being pardoned. They are looking for a sure gain, as Allah mentions, a trade that will never perish. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can forgive and accept repentance. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we turn to for repentance. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can forgive the sin. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, those who know are not like those who do not know. And we should understand what is meant by sin. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the sin is that which pinches the mind, and what one would be ashamed should others come to know about it, about their actions. So it requires, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, right away, that you have a conscience, that you are aware, that you have knowledge about what you are doing, what action you are involved in. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also said that a tawbah, repentance, is an-nadam, to regret what you have done. Again, that requires knowledge. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promises, except those who repent and believe, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except those who repent and believe and do righteous deeds. For those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their sins. He will change their sins into good deeds. This is the promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving, most merciful. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this tawbah, this gate, is for our benefit. This gate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, a tawbah, is a means of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to His servants, blessing them, by which they can wash themselves of what they have done. They can cleanse themselves of their bad deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the tawbah, again, as we mentioned here, and it bears repeating, He will change your bad deeds into good deeds should you offer sincere repentance. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires sincerity in worship. And sincerity in Islam is not based purely on belief. In Islam, there's a difference. We come and like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the distinction between Muslim and mu'min, one who has submitted, aslama, and one who is believes, amen. And He reminds us in His book, do not call yourselves believers. This is a title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confers upon you. We can say, yes, I have submitted. Yes, I bear witness, but my actions have to show my faith. And how can I do that which I don't know? So again, I remind you as I remind myself, as Allah reminds all of us, Iqra, read. And inshallah ta'ala, we ask that Allah increase our knowledge, increase our faith, increase our iman, and accept our repentance. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَلِي وَلَكُمْ أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is reported, He said to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood alayhi salam, tell the guilty people the good news and warn the truthful. Ya Dawood, tell the guilty people the good news and warn the truthful. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam was surprised. And he asked Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do I give good news to the guilty and warn the truthful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, Ya Dawood alayhi salam, tell the guilty, I accept repentance and I forgive sins. And warn the truthful, do not be proud of their good deeds, for there is no servant of mine that would pass my judgment. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O my servants, those who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives all sins. Truly, He is oft forgiving, most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the next ayah saying, and turn in repentance and obedience with true faith to your Lord, and submit to Him before the torment comes upon you, and then there is no help for you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to remind his companions in Dhulqa'd, in this month, on a Sunday, he announced to them, Ya Yuhannas, O people, who among you needs repentance? Meaning they need their tawbah to be accepted. Who needs this? Who needs to repent and have it accepted? Without a beat, they said, all of us, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, then do this. Make a ghusl with wudu. For those of you who may not know these terms, a ghusl is the bath that we take to cleanse ourselves from impurities with our spouses or the like. For the women, it is one that they take once their menses has been complete. And there are other circumstances as well. And inshallah ta'ala, if you don't know how, do not be shy. Islam is the deen for learning, inshallah. So ask. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, start with this. Make a ghusl with the wudu. Thereafter, make four rak'ahs. These are special rak'ahs. In each rak'ah, each of the four rak'ahs, you begin it with Suratul Fatiha. In each rak'ah, you recite Qul Hu Allahu Ahad three times. In each rak'ah, you recite Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, chapter 113 of the Holy Quran, once. In each rak'ah, you recite Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, once. I'm going to repeat it. Suratul Fatiha, one time. Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, three times. Suratul Falaq, one time. Suratul Nas, one time. In each rak'ah. Four rak'ahs. I'm going to repeat it again for those who might have been sleeping. Suratul Fatiha, one time. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, three times. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Suratul Falaq, one time. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, Suratul Nas, one time. In each of the four rak'ats. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, once you have completed the four rak'ahs, salaming out, you know, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, say 70 times, that's 70, 70 times, say astaghfirullah, ask for forgiveness. There's another istaghfir that you prefer, you can do that, but he said, ask for forgiveness 70 times. That is after you've completed these four rak'ahs. Then, he said, finish your asking of forgiveness 70 times by saying, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyul azim. There is no power nor movement without Allah, the Almighty, the Most High. Then, finally, you should say, inshallah, Ya Aziz, Ya Ghafar, اغفر لي ذنوبي وجميع الذنوب المؤمنين والمؤمنات فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. That means, Ya Aziz, O Almighty, Ya Ghafar, O Forgiver, forgive me my sin and all the sins of the believing men and the believing women. For surely there is none that can forgive the sin except you. Now, this is for the dhanb. This is the right way, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to repent. He continued so that we understand, but those of you who may be sitting thinking, that's a lot. Listen. He says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no one from my ummah, meaning from those who say they follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the angels who hear this, they reply and they seek forgiveness for the one who offers this repentance. Even the angels that bear the throne. And they reply to the one who offers this repentance, blessed are you and your family and your generation. And another group of angels, they say in reply to this repentance, O servant of Allah, today you have humiliated your enemies. O slave of Allah, you will perish, but we will perish on faith, meaning that you will perish, you will leave the dunya on La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and your religion is complete. Your father and your mother are satisfied, even if they were angry with you. Your mother and your father will be blessed with wealth. Then Jibreel, alayhi salam, will come with the angel of death and he will say, I will descend with the angel of death. And I will order him that he take it easy with you. And that he takes your soul perfectly and peacefully. The people said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if any servant of Allah says this in another month, meaning outside of Dhul Qa'dah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, yes, the same will be rewarded. He will receive it, and these words were taught to me on Isra and Mi'raj by Jibreel alayhi salam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I pray Allah Ta'ala that you've heard me well, and bi'idhni Allah Ta'ala that you, inshallah, learn this and don't forget it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, before we complete this khutbah, I would be remiss if I didn't mention how Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala replies in this month to those who supplicate Him. How swift He can respond. One scholar of Islam was making tawaf, and he was behind a woman who was carrying her infant on her shoulder. And while she was making tawaf, she was saying, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, by your old promise, bi ahdika al-qadim, by your old promise, Ya Kareem. So the scholar was kind of puzzled. What is it that she has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that she would say so, like this? And when the opportunity arose, he asked her, said, sister, what promise were you referring to? Tell me, what is it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So she said, there was a day that I had to take a ship with my son, and the boat was full of merchants, and we sailed out to sea, and no sooner than we had gotten out to the open ocean that a storm arose, violent, flipped the boat, and everybody drowned except me, my son, and one man aboard the ship. During the night I could hear him as he could hear me as we clinged to the driftwood that we found and finally made it upon a piece of the boat that we rowed that was large enough that we could be safe while in the ocean. As dawn arose, he got a look at me and I got a look at him. And no sooner than he looked upon me than an evil thought assailed him. So he grabbed me with my child. And she said, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you realize that He saved us? Is this how you wish to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by raping me? She said, he replied, I can't help myself. So she told the Islamic scholar, she said, I thought maybe I can distract him. So I pinched my son, he was sleeping. And he began to cry. And I said, well, wait until I can calm him down. No sooner than I said this, she said, that he snatched my child from me and threw him into the sea. She said, I was overcome with shock, distress, anger, and grief. And I had nowhere to run. So I turned my face to the heavens, knowing it was Dhul-Qa'dah. And I screamed out, Oh Allah, you are the one who comes between a man and his heart. Separate me from this man by your power. Surely you have power over all things. She said, I had not closed my mouth and completed my dua before some huge beast arose from the middle of the sea and snatched this man off the boat, devouring him whole, and disappeared within a blink of an eye. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever He wishes. Glory be to Him, the Most High. She continued. The waves were rough, and eventually I was thrown onto an island. I had lost all hope for my son, and there was nothing there but herbs and water to eat. So I resigned myself to this fate, waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about His decision. 5 days later, a boat appeared on the horizon, and Allah blessed me to flag it down. And they happened to spy me and sent a small craft to get me. No sooner than I was aboard the boat, I spied one of the sailors with a bundle in his arm, and lo and behold, it was my son. And I fled to him crying, "By Allah, this is my son. Indeed, he is a piece of me." The crew didn't believe me. They thought I was mad, thinking, oh, maybe some shipwrecked woman sees a child. No, this is my baby. And it became clear once I had told them my story why they were such in shock. And they said, hanging their heads low and handing me my infant, "Your story surprised us, but now it's time for you to be surprised." They said, "We were sailing on good waters, out in the open ocean, when no sooner this huge animal appeared from the deep. It was so large that we had to stop our ship because there was nowhere around it. And we feared for our lives, for surely, usually when something like this happens, it means the death of everyone. But it so happened that it didn't harm us. And it wouldn't move. And upon closer inspection, we found that on its top of its hump, there was an infant there. So the bravest of us decided, well, maybe this is its mission." And they retrieved it. And no sooner than he was back aboard with your son, that the beast disappeared. After seeing this, there is not a soul on this ship that did not say, "We repent to Allah for everything we have done. Oh Allah, bless us never, ever to commit another sin." قُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, she concluded by telling the scholar, this is his old promise, the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids those who depend upon Him and put their trust in Him and in Him alone. I remind you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself. We are in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, the sacred month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds out the promise, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. His promise. If you show your gratitude, He will give you more. Now look at these words. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. He didn't say, if you show you're thankful, He'll thank you too. No. See, He knows what He created. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Azid. More. We like more. That's a good word. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He lets you know, and He promises this. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. If you show gratitude for what He has given you, He will give you more. Promise. لَا تُكْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ. Allah does not break His promise.
This,
you have 9 or 10 days. Allahu A'lam what the month is going to be. But you only have 9 or 10 days in this month to get a swift return on your investment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a benefit, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is a reward. This is an ajr, a time for ajr, to gain reward. So how should we respond? Should we neglect it? Should I not tell you? Should I hold this knowledge to myself? When you're in Friday, where right away, if it's Friday, the good deeds are multiplied by 40. And you're in the sacred month, so it's even more multiplied. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you to see as an opportunity to gain His mercy and from Him, His ajr. Should I not share that with you? So that inshallah ta'ala you can benefit yourselves? When your dollar goes that much farther, inshallah, even if it's all that you have, especially if it's all that you have. This is the time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to invest it with Allah, to give it for His face, and to give it for His house. I remind you again, as I remind myself, we often hear this hadith, but we don't put it in our mind what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Whoever builds a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah builds a house for him in paradise. And so you've heard this, you've heard this, you've heard this, but you don't understand it. Whoever helps to build a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep it built, maintain it, ya'muru, give it in that way, they get the same reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not stingy. We stingy. He's not. If He gave, as He says in hadith, every one of us everything that we want, it's not going to decrease anything from what He has more than a drop decreases the ocean. You're not going to break His bank. Ever. So that's the point, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is what is meant by Kareem. More and more and more and more abundant. We are being stingy with ourselves. We are being stingy with ourselves. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, invest with His face. Now, you will truly see a swift return on your investment. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.